Good morning. As you know, the United States is still closed for business, but apparently this has little effect on stock prices or the general economy. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems to be. And when you look back historically, we've had a fair amount of these government shutdowns since the 70s, early 80s, and they tend to last a week, 2 weeks. Certainly this one looks like it's going to be going longer. And I think probably the magic number or date would be the 15th of October, and that's when military and other people are set to get paid. And that's when pressure may be applied to Congress to actually do something.
So the various economic reports, including jobs, will be delayed, won't they?
Yeah, and I'm kind of sad. I've got a lot of spreadsheet cells that are empty right now, kind of trying to do an analysis of the economy. And I think really when you take a look at it, it's based a lot. What we're seeing now is we're looking at second, third tier type of places to go to get a sense of what's going on in the economy. So you get more information, or at least you're leaning heavier on ADP, Challenger Grand Christmas for jobs information, some surveys for inflation. So it's not the data that we'd all like to see, but it's something that people are kind of grabbing onto to create the narrative for either a good economy or a poor economy and in need of further interest rate cuts.
Do you guys assume the Fed is going to cut rates a couple times before the end of the year?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the market is certainly betting on it's a 95% plus that they're going to cut in a couple weeks, and about a 75% cut chance that they'll cut in December. I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case, but I've been kind of the outlier all year in saying that the economy really doesn't need interest rate cuts. When we look at a lot of the market indicators, we're at all-time highs for gold and stocks, and bonds are doing well. Crypto is doing well. We're seeing a lot of merger activity. We're seeing IPOs. So it's hard to argue that the markets, at least, and certainly the economy by extension, because retail sales are still very good, are in need of interest rate cuts here. But the Fed, I think, feels comfortable that they have room to cut rates, and so I think they will, whether they need to or not.
Now we're heading into the earnings season. What are you expecting on that?
Well, we get the banking next week, and that's the official kickoff. So it'd be interesting to see, especially in light of the merger announcement between Fifth Third and Comerica. But we'll see, I think, a lot more focus on how are companies handling tariffs? What are they doing about pricing? What are they seeing as far as a business environment? Is it a good environment, poor environment? Has their consumer base shifted at all? So I think that because of what we're seeing from the government and the lack of economic data, you're going to be leaning a lot heavier on commentary from companies as to how they're perceiving the economy at this point.
In the Paul Nolte newsletter, which, of course, is delivered to my doorstep every morning, it says here...
I got to get up early for that.
I guess. You write that the bond market has performed very well so far this year. Do you expect that to continue?
Well, and with the Fed, expected to cut rates, yes. We're now getting paid. We haven't for many years been paid a decent interest rate on bonds. We had a zero interest rate environment for quite some time, and so we're now getting 4.5%. You go out to corporate bonds, 5%. Those are pretty good rates of return for borrowing money or loaning money to corporations or the federal government. So I think in comparison to what you're getting on the S&P 500 in the way of a dividend yield, at least from an income perspective, at 1.25%, that's not too bad. And I think you will see investors gravitate a little bit more toward bonds as they rebalance portfolios into the end of the year.
Is the key to how the stock market will do in the coming months the technology stocks, that sector?
Yeah, it is, only because it's such a huge weight. You know, they're still dominated, and markets move on AI discussions. We saw it yesterday with AMD. But with technology being such a big part of the cap-weighted S&P 500, how technology goes is going to be how the market goes. And we're seeing that big divergence show up in the, some of the performance numbers. The S&P 500 for the year is up mid-teens. The average stock is up about half of that year-to-date. So there is a heavy reliance on technology for continued performance of the S&P 500. So we'll get those numbers in probably about 3 weeks, and that those will be watched very closely when they get reported.
So next big thing, the earnings season, huh?
It is going to be the earnings season. As much as I'd like to say it's the inflation data or unemployment or anything like that, we'll have to wait until Congress gets their act together and compromises somewhere to open up the government again. Without that, it will be earnings season. We get a lot of Fed speak this week into next week, and then they're quiet going into their meeting. But then it'll be earnings and corporate discussions about what they're seeing in their markets.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. I'll let you go to work now writing tomorrow morning's newsletter.
You're welcome. I will.
I'll read it. Talk to you soon. Thank you. News on the hour next.
Thank you.
From the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.